James, it's been a while, so thank you very much for joining me for a coffee with the editor. How have things been?
Philippa, thanks. And it's nice to have another coffee with the editor.
In person.
In person. Things have been very good. We are extremely busy on all fronts. It's an exciting, but at the same time, a little bit scary time in the rail industry, I think, in the region.
It is indeed. But before we jump into what's happening and your opinions there, let's actually talk about some things that have been in the news. Well, it's early this year, late last year, the Class 39s, how's that upgrade going?
Yes, good. We are testing on the first two locomotives. They're going to be out of Roslyn on or about the 15th of June. And we have contracted all of them to customers for lease. So the first two will be out in the middle of June, and then the second two will be out at the end of June. And then the fifth locomotive we're going to use as a swap-out locomotive because we're due to do our 6 yearly services on that wonderful General Electric C30 EMP fleet. So on those 12 locomotives, we're going to start doing the 6 yearly services on those. And we're going to use the Class 39 as a swap-out so that we don't have to take a locomotive out of service effectively for our customers.
That's pretty good. And those are good workhorses, those locos. You've also got some U20 upgrades on the go?
Yes, we do. So we have 15 locomotives currently in the workshops going through upgrades. We're contracting locomotives now for March next year to give you a sense of how busy we are. But included in those 15 locomotives is 7 U20s. They are older generation locomotives, but of course light axle load, perfect for some of the jurisdictions in Africa, extremely reliable locomotives. They're big, heavy interventions we're doing on all of those locomotives. So complete rewire of the locomotives, every single major component gets refurbished. And then in addition to that, we're working with TMV on control systems upgrades for that entire fleet, which is an exciting new partnership in the business. We're working with TMV, interestingly, on the U20s as well as on our GT26s, which are some other locomotives that are currently under rebuild.
Fantastic. And by the sounds of it, that means Roslyn's quite busy.
Roslyn is busier than it's ever been. We have currently got 24 locomotives at various stages under rebuild in Roslyn. So that's 9 third-party locomotives for our third-party customers. And then 15 internal rebuild projects. Of those 15, every single one is contracted. And then, of course, our very valuable customers on third-party rebuilds. Of the 9, 5 are heavy interventions on locomotives, so major scheduled services. And then 4, interestingly, are the first repainting interventions on locomotives that we're doing for a customer, SRS. Which is quite nice to see that we're starting to get that work in after the big investment we made into our paint booth.
Part of having, I suppose, the rail services hub as busy as it is also comes down to the fact that you have a great team and you continue to build that team. And recently you celebrated excellence at an event in Pretoria where you recognized your staff, but you also recognized the kind of training and the amount of training that you're putting in. So tell me more about celebrating excellence.
We invest an enormous amount into training, both through our internal rail school as well as targeted external training interventions for staff. We worked out that last year we spent 44,000 rand on average per employee across the whole company on training, which is an exceptionally big intervention. We also realized that the quality of the services that we provide out in the field, okay, is ultimately not because we invest in brilliant assets and not because of our process and our procedure and not because of our facilities. It starts with the people. It's the exceptional people in our business across the 8 countries where we have got boots on the ground, the 12 countries where we trade, that results in the quality of services that is associated with our company. And it's the training into those people that is a huge contributor to that. So one of the reasons for the Excellence Awards was that was our artisan program, where we take people out of our local community, semi-skilled artisans out of our local community, put them through a three-year course, and at the end of that, they achieve the Red Seal government-certified diesel electrofitter certificate. It's a massive investment into those people. We spend about 1.5 million rand a person over the 3 years, and we realized that that's something that we actually need to celebrate. Then at the same time, we realized if we're going to be celebrating our apprentices, we should also celebrate excellence in other areas of the business. So we've created a safety award, a quality award, a CEO's award for an individual that has really exceeded in the year, and then also recognized our long service awards, amongst others. So it really is, it's like an opportunity to recognize the great people in this wonderful company that we have, who are contributing, often in very hard circumstances, to delivery out in the field.
So talking about out in the field, let's touch on some of your operations in kind of Africa. I know that Railways Africa reported a little while ago, it's probably quite a long time ago, about your activities in Senegal. What can you talk about?
So we've concluded in the sale of 3 locomotives in Senegal. That's to CFS in Senegal. We've actually got a team there at the moment that's in the process of moving those locomotives out of the port to start the commissioning process onto those locomotives.
It's changed the bogies, if I remember.
Yes, it's meter gauge as opposed to cape gauge. They also use a different coupler system and a different buffer system to what we have on the locomotives. So there were some modifications we had to make on those locomotives. It was originally designed as a lease, but subsequently we've agreed with them that we will sell them the locomotives. But it does come with a long-dated warranty and a long-dated maintenance contract, where we're going to support them into the successful utilization of those locomotives. So I think it's quite a good model for them. I think it suits their requirements very, very well. They're investing massively into the railways. Senegal is an incredible country. Huge investment going into their infrastructure and real tangible signs of a country that's on the rise. They're investing not only into what's very well publicized, but their high-speed commuter rail link, but they're also investing into the old Dakar Bamako line with an investment up to Tabakunda, which is it's a big logistical hub for them. So these locomotives would then be utilized post the investment into the infrastructure, which I believe is being done by FRG as we speak. These locomotives will be utilized by them to initiate the service onto that upgraded track. So very exciting country, wonderful to be able to support them, nice place for us to be.
Can I have an update on your hydrogen project?
The team is working actively on that project still. We're in the final stages of concluding on the grant funding into the project. The consortium that we're working with on that project was successfully awarded the grant, and we're now in the process of concluding on the agreement in order to enact that. The sooner the better, because it is the most wonderfully exciting project for the future of railways. You know, how do we transition from a diesel electric locomotive into a completely green solution? And this dual fuel green hydrogen diesel engine that is going to be put onto these locomotives, together with the fuel tender that's going to support the service, is a giant leap forward for the region in terms of the way that freight rail is going to operate in future. This is a dual fuel locomotive. The next step obviously will be a complete hydrogen combustion powered locomotive. And the thought of water vapor being the output of a freight rail solution is absolutely wonderful. And I do think that for Namibia as a country to be pioneering this, obviously with great support of the German government, with this huge project that Namibia has to roll out green hydrogen solutions. You may have seen that the Hyphen project, which is associated with our bid, recently or yesterday received cabinet approval to roll out that $10 billion investment into the Lüderitz area. We're going to have availability of green hydrogen in the region. Mm. It's a natural progression that we should start to look to green hydrogen combustion solutions. Mm. And without having to go to the complete replacement of a train to replace the combustion engine on that locomotive is an amazing solution for the future. I mean, it's just the most exciting thing.
And whilst we're talking about pioneering from the region, how are we doing with rail reform and creating opportunities for the private sector within that framework?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the reason why our fleet is fully deployed, the reason why we've got 15 locomotives that are currently under being prepared for operation and fully contracted is because of reform. It really, what we've seen in the region is that more and more countries are implementing rail reform, implementing third-party access, and that creates more opportunities for trains. And then at the same time, you've got the sustained high position of the commodity prices like copper, cobalt, coal, to a lesser extent, but still chrome and ferrochrome, and then now increasingly nickel, and that's creating greater demand. So you've got on one hand, you've got more opportunity to run trains, you've got greater demand for trains, and the two together are translating into an interesting environment for the industry. At the moment. I think what we need to see next is investment into the infrastructure itself, so we can start to improve transit times, start to improve speed of operation, which is going to then lead to the opportunity for investment into new rolling stock. At the moment, you'll see we're doing targeted interventions on older generation and clever rebuilds, clever upgrades to older generation rolling stock. The next step, as we see, more freight volumes, more tons, kilometers, is we need to see now investment coming into the infrastructure itself. And then the day that we can justify the investment into brand new trains for Africa will be an extremely happy one and a very exciting one, because it shows that our industry has really taken the next leap.
Obviously, June is around the corner. Safety is a big value of Traction's level crossing campaign, 15th of June. Are you doing anything special around this?
Last year we worked with the rail safety regulator on a level crossing awareness day near our Orkney operations. This year we're going to be doing the same thing with the RSR again. And we're going to be doing a level crossing awareness day at our ALCO operations. The rail safety regulator is an extremely important stakeholder in our business. We work closely with them. It's wonderful to be able to collaborate with them and invest in days like this in order to heighten level crossing awareness and safety.
Well, James, thank you very much for your time.